This sculpture by Aldo Calo makes me marvel at Mrs. Bradley's ability to place each sculpture in just the right place. Look at the tree west of the sculpture. Its branches rotate around the trunk in the same way the arms of Orizzontali rotate around a central axis. Orizzontali is obviously Italian for horizontal because Aldo Calo is an Italian sculptor. He was born in San Cesareo, Italy. He went to the local art academy and graduated with a trade as a carver and decorator. His first love was sculpture, and he was early influenced by the modernist Brancusi. Brancusi was known for simple, smooth forms where the volume was important, and also for his dynamism. He admired the simplicity and movement of Brancusi. Calo began carving simple torsos of the female form that seemed to turn in space. His work became noticed, and he received a scholarship to study in Paris. While there, he traveled to London and met Henry Moore, the sculptor. Moore's sculptures convinced him to become more abstract and to incorporate, like Moore, the natural landscape. In this beautiful example, we see Calo's work is abstract. It is very dynamic, and nature is a visible presence. I love seeing the strength of the artist's marks on the piece. You can almost see his handprints in the texture of the sculpture. Walk around the piece. It has tremendous energy. The arms are rising up. Some are actually thrusting at you. They're like black tusks probing. The black contrasts so beautifully with the green of the grass. What is so admirable about Calo is that he was always experimenting, and later in his career, he became a minimalist, working in smooth stainless steel tubes. We are fortunate to be able to appreciate this early example of his modern work.